Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 20th. Today's devotion is entitled, Let It Be Known. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. Luke recorded these words as the climax of Paul's sermon in the synagogue in Pisidian Antioch. After tracing God's saving work throughout Israel's history and proclaiming Jesus as the promised son of David who died and rose again, Paul declared the heart of the gospel. He announced that forgiveness of sins was available through Jesus Christ alone. The law of Moses revealed sin and prescribed sacrifices, but it could not completely remove guilt or justify sinners before God. Through faith in Christ, however, believers were freed from their sins. The Greek word translated freed is often translated justified, referring to God's legal declaration that a sinner is righteous in his sight. Paul emphasized that this blessing belonged to everyone who believes. What had once been associated primarily with Israel was now proclaimed universally. Forgiveness and justification were available to all people through faith in Christ, regardless of ethnicity, background, or religious heritage. We still live in a world where many people try to earn God's acceptance through good works, religious activity, or personal morality. Yet no amount of effort can remove our guilt before a holy God. But Jesus has accomplished what the law could never do. Through his death and resurrection, he offers complete forgiveness and a righteous standing before God. When we trust in Christ, God declares us justified and welcomes us into his family. This truth gives us confidence in our salvation and urgency in our witness. Like Paul, we've been entrusted with a message that must be proclaimed. The good news is not that people can save themselves, but that Christ has already accomplished salvation for all who believe. Therefore, we are called to boldly and joyfully make this gospel known wherever God sends us. Let it be known. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for providing complete forgiveness and justification through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us rest in the finished work of Christ and rejoice in the freedom that he has secured for us. Give us courage to proclaim the gospel clearly and faithfully to those around us. May many come to believe and receive the forgiveness that is found in Christ alone. In Jesus' name, amen.